Now is the winter of our discontent, made glorious summer by the sun of York, and all the clouds that lowered upon our house, and deep bosom of the ocean buried. Now our brows bound with victorious wreaths, our bruised arms hung up for monuments, our stern alarums changed to merry meetings, our dreadful marches to delightful measures. Grim-visaged war hangs smooth this wrinkled front, and now, instead of mounting barbed steeds to fright the souls of fearful adversaries, he capers nimbly in the lady's chamber to the lascivious pleasing of a lute. But I, that am not shaped for sportive tricks, nor made to court amorous looking-glass, I, that am rudely stamped, and want love's majesty to strut before a wanton ambling nymph, I, that am curtailed of this fair proportion, cheated of failure by dissembling nature, deformed, unfinished, sent before my time into this breathing world, scarce half made up, and that so lamely and unfashionable that dogs bark at me half as I am halt by them. Why, in this weak piping time of peace, have no delight to pass away the time, unless to spy my shadow in the sun and descant upon my own deformity. And therefore, since I cannot prove a lover, to entertain these fair well-spoken days, I am determined to prove a villain, and hate the idle pleasure of these days. Plots I have laid, inductions dangerous, by drunken prophecies, libels, and dreams, to set my brother Clarence and the king in deadly hate the one against the other. And if King Edward be as true and just as I am subtle, false and treacherous, this day should Clarence closely be mewed up about a prophecy that says G of Edward's heirs murderer shall be. Dive thoughts down to my soul. Here Clarence comes. Enjoy some Shakespeare.